Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so sure at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
Poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. Scott is the security advocate. He is vice president of Soho Solutions. He's one of the guys we turn to when we want to know about cybersecurity, whether it be on a macro scale or a micro scale. And he comes on the show on a regular basis to help us with that. Scott Arno, welcome back.
Always great to be here. Thanks, Jim.
Good to have you here. Scott, last time you were here, the Sony breach had just happened. Sony had just been ripped off a bunch of their internal. I mean, well, basically, whatever they had was stolen by the breachers, by the hackers, and then that stuff started being released, and it started embarrassing Sony, and then it started looking like it was coming from North Korea. And then next thing that happened was that the corporation and their partners, their customers and their partners, were threatened with physical harm if they aired this program that was unfavorable to the president of North Korea, and they responded. They actually didn't air the show initially, and there was a lot of controversy over all that. Now, you've had some time since then to sort of look at this whole situation. What do you think now? What do we know now?
Well, you run into a split opinion in terms of what's called the attribution here. The FBI keeps insisting it was North Korea. A lot of people in the information security industry don't really buy that story, and there are a lot of things about the attack that are inconsistent with a government attack.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the reaction from Sony was, how would I put this nicely, disappointing.
Yeah.
Although you threatened us, we'll pull the film.
Right.
They were mocked righteously, honestly. I think it was very fair. The main
right.
thing that Sony did was try to hack into forums where their movies, which had been stolen, were being sent to, basically people were downloading them.
Mm-hmm.
So Sony was trying to block that electronically. So that was their big move.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the security itself, Sony had been hit a few times before. Their network, and again, I haven't seen the innards of the network, but it's hard to believe it's really well secured when there's a folder that was found in there, which was literally called passwords.
Yeah, unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Well, the reason I'm so fascinated by this piece, this particular situation, is that it seems to me that this has national security issues about it. Not only in the fact that they hacked, that potentially a foreign country hacked into the middle of America, into a separate, went after a corporation, but then threatened them with physical harm if they did certain things, and then the company responded, as you pointed out, to that foreign entity. So to me, this is national security, this national security issues, attack and response, going on without the government being involved, and that's pretty unprecedented. Scott, am I wrong?
Well, I think you make a fair point there. And it comes down to, was it really North Korea? Like I say, a lot of things about this don't really match up with government.
But the thing is, though, Scott, even if whether it was or wasn't, it was done to somebody, and so my point is, they didn't know it wasn't North Korea, and they reacted a certain way. And what I'm getting at is, do you think the government will allow that to happen again? I mean, if there's one thing the government, their number one job, the federal government's number one job is national security.
No, that's an excellent example. And, what it comes down to is, I think the government means to do something, but, of course, as you've seen, the various branches of government right now, in the current climate, they can't agree on which way it's going.
Yeah, that's right.
The fact that we don't have a national data breach law at this point is literally laughable.
Well, isn't the federal government...
There's 47 different laws, and they don't match up. and they're all different state laws. There are a few different territorial laws on top of it. So if you have a data breach, it's a thicket. It's such a nightmare to try and straighten these things out, and they can't agree on a simple national standard.
Well, if a corporation, if the federal government decided to do as I predicted that they would do to require national standards for private corporations, couldn't those corporations look to the federal government and say, "Physician, heal thyself first"?
Well, funny you should mention that. There was a recent report that came out on cybersecurity in the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
And, oh boy, it was not a very complimentary report.
This is really ugly, isn't it? I mean, cybersecurity in America is pitiful, isn't it?
Well, you know, we can talk about these.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you,
like, in the next segment.
I'm going to let you
a lot to it.
Answer that question after these messages. 20 Tail, right back after these messages, folks, with our good friend Scott Arno. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.